It's time to get real, reality TV aficionados. Welcome to the Giorgio Says Podcast. I'm your host, the one and only Giorgio Takanakis, and I'm here serving you the juiciest updates on all your favorite reality shows weekly, as well as the hottest pop culture trends, and even exclusive interviews that will leave you wanting more. This podcast will keep you on the edge of your seat. We definitely need to talk about this. The Giorgio Says Podcast starts now.
All right, my friends, welcome to another episode of Giorgio Says the Podcast. It's Monday. We are a week out from that eclipse, but the remnants of this retrograde is making everything wonky. So we have a lot to get into today. Obviously, most, if not all, of this podcast episode will be dedicated to Potomac news, updates, and the recap from the reunion part 3 for season 8, which concludes season 8. Man, oh man, I have so much to say about this reunion part 3, but we've got to dig into some of this quick tea regarding Potomac, because there's some shakeups, there's even some exciting news, and we also have some unexpected news out of Miami. Let's get into some quick tea.
Shh, you're listening to Giorgio Says.
Well, a big congratulations is in order for Candace and Chris Bassett. They did exclusively confirm to Entertainment Tonight's Bryce Sanders that they are officially expecting. And, you know, we had some inklings that this was on the list of things for Candace to do and accomplish at some point, although it didn't happen over season 8. It's probably for the best. It also makes sense why she may have decided to quit the show. The timing of it, I had always questioned why would we release this information ahead of the reunion airing, but I ultimately think that this was such a hot priority for them that after the way the reunion was filmed and the way that things went down, I don't blame her for exiting the show. She's got to put the health of her baby first and her own happiness first, because could you imagine being pregnant filming Real Housewives of Potomac if you're Candace Dillard Bassett after this latest reunion that we just watched? That would be a nightmare and a half. And you know that those same women that give her crap all the time would not give her any grace for the simple fact that she was pregnant. So I wouldn't trust them either. But I am excited for them because I do think that this is something that's going to bring a different side of Candace. And it's not to say that Candace won't be back to Potomac at some point down the road, because as we know, housewives that leave, they tend to come back at some point. So I'm not saying this is a forever goodbye for Candace, but I do think that until they make some cast changes, which it seems that they are working on, Candace has no interest in coming back to play this game of toxicity with Giselle and not being able to get anywhere. And the same goes for anybody else that wants to join this show and has watched what has gone on. They're in for a real treat if they're anywhere near as mouthy or opinionated as Candace. That is something that this cast has always had issues with. When someone speaks up for themselves up against someone like Giselle, all of a sudden, they make it so that this person either leaves or they end up getting the boot. So I'm happy. I'm happy that Candace and Chris get the last laugh. They can go off and live their life. Candace is a talented actress, a talented singer. She's going to be more than fine. So I have no worries at all, but I am very excited because I know how hard that they worked on trying to make this happen. And yeah, that's all I got for this story, guys. Let me know down below. Are you excited for Chris and Candace's new bundle of joy? And do you think this is playing a reason into why she decided to quit the show outside of the obvious? All right, my friends, we do need to talk about the chopping block that's happening in Potomac today, because We already knew Candace Dillard Bassett had quit before the reunion aired. There was already rumors that Robin was allegedly also leaving the franchise. But after the, you know, the third part of the reunion aired, you know, it was made official. So Robin also spoke on the Reasonably Shady podcast saying that she's not going to sugarcoat it, that she was fired. It was the network's choice. And, you know, no shocker here, right? We know that she's not willing to play a game, but what she is willing to do is play a role in isolating and icing out a cast member or asking questions that she herself will not answer, nor will Juan, because he wasn't even at the reunion to support his wife, who is the sole financial provider. Nonetheless, Godspeed to Robin Dixon and Juan Dixon. I'm sure Juan can go spread his pee-pee all over the place and not have to worry about it coming up on the show. However, you know, we also got some reports that from the Jasmine brand, shout out to the Jasmine brand, they're saying allegedly NECA was also fired. Now, we just went through this with Anna Marie in Beverly Hills. NECA came on, and yes, I can, you know, empathize that, you know, her story was not really splashed in enough to give us an idea of who she was. But what she did decide to come with was, in my opinion, unsavory and not a good way to introduce yourself to this amount of people on such a big platform, okay? Does Wendy have her own stuff in it? Sure. But if we watch back and listen to what Wendy's recollection of how NECA was actually brought up to her when it comes to this show, I really don't understand why anybody's upset or thinking that she was supposed to just say yes because that's what NECA said. If NECA says she knew Wendy but only met her that one time, that is not proper word usage. You don't know someone after meeting them once. So, sorry, NECA, but you also held on to this one storyline. You could have done a lot more to kind of skirt out of that. You didn't have to stay with it. You could have made your peace to Wendy somewhere along the line and moved on and said, I'm not going to keep dragging this out. If you want to stay over there and still be upset and not engage with me, that's on you, but I'm moving on. That's what I would have done. But, you know, stop listening to everybody. I think this is part of the issue with a lot of new housewives. They come on and they have all these people in their ear telling them which way they need to go, what they should say, how they should go about this, who they should go after, etc. It doesn't work. Go with your instinct. It never fails you. And if that is not enough to sustain you on a show like this, then you're simply not meant to be on a show like that. And that is okay as well. There are a plethora of other reality shows out there. One of them surely will be the right fit. And listen, from what we gathered at the reunion, casting was all over NECA. They even wanted her to be on Married to Medicine initially. But so it's not that she doesn't have the personality to be on TV. I just don't think that this integration worked out for her to have any longevity. So if it is true, all the best to you, NECA. And yeah, I guess... now what? We only need to get Ashley out. I'm sorry. We do need Ashley out, you guys. What is she giving us? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Michael Darby doesn't want to film this show. That's her only storyline. She's still not divorced. She probably won't be divorced in season 9. It's a wrap. Make her a friend of if you're not going to get rid of her, at the very least. Okay? All right, guys. So we can have it all be about Potomac. So Distractify decided that they were going to share some hurtful news to some of us, okay? That Alexia Nepola and Todd Nepola are divorcing. And to be super duper clear, Todd Nepola is the one that pulled the trigger on filing for the divorce on April 11th. So just 4 days ago, this happened. It's not clear in his court documents what the reason behind the split is. It just says he pretty much just wants out of the marriage. Now, in season 6, we did see where Adriana was trying to get this whole storyline going where, you know, Alexis and Todd lived beyond their means, and this is why they had to leave their original residence and had to scramble to find a new lease. Alexi came to the reunion. She brought all her lease agreements, all the payments, just to prove that Adriana was incorrect in her assessment of their finances, okay? They do all the blood, sweat, and tears, put all this work in to prove, you know, essentially Adriana and anyone else who believed Adriana wrong. And then it seems to just maybe a month after the reunion airs, now Todd's filing for divorce. You know what's going to make this really interesting is how this sits with Lisa Hochstein next season when they film, because as we know, Alexia did have some opinions about how, you know, Lisa was navigating that divorce. And so it'll just be very interesting is all I'll say. But what I don't understand is where it went wrong. Was it financial? Was that the issue? Because if it was, you know, I don't know if you would put that in the court document, but like, I just feel like they weren't even married 3 years, I don't think. So I don't know. I just feel bad for Alexia because I feel like she just doesn't have that. I don't know what the word is. It just that feels like she's not. This isn't her area, the love area. She's met all these men and she's such a strong woman. And I really thought Todd was going to be the guy for her because I just felt like it was a good match. You know, it's not too much. He levels her out. He has a great, you know, logical point of view. But you know what? We're not inside their relationship. We don't live with them. We don't really know what they don't show us. So, you know, I hope all is okay. I am thinking of Alexia. I know this is not the best news to have released, especially not on a Monday, but let me know what you guys think about this down below. All right, guys, so let's take a quick break, and then we return. We're going to dive into part 3 of The Real Housewives of Potomac reunion for season 8. Boy, oh boy. Get ready. I have a lot to say. Gali Nutrition is an inventive, people-focused nutrition company committed to providing innovative products that make taking your daily supplements simple and delicious. Their products are formulated with quality ingredients you can pronounce and flavors your taste buds will absolutely enjoy. And at the core of it all, they lead with purpose. Gali for Good is an initiative committed to playing a profound role in supporting the health of our planet as well as our local communities. Learn more about their initiatives, such as B Corp certification, Vitamin Angels partnership, and Eden reforestation projects at their Gali for Good page. And if you use my special code, TheGiorgioSays, at checkout, you will receive a special discount. Now let's get back into the episode. All right, my friends, we absolutely need to discuss part 3 of The Real Housewives of Potomac reunion because were you guys not angry? My blood was boiling, and it takes a lot for me to watch these shows at this point and actually have that reaction. But quite honestly, and I know a lot of you echo this out there, this was so blatant, and I don't understand how you can even say that Giselle is not in cahoots with production. You can't tell me that. She's been loud and wrong. She wasn't at this whole fight that took place at her fashion show. But now we're blaming Candace conveniently. Oh, and we're equating what happened with the fight with Candace and Monique to what happened at the GNA fashion show. No. Let me clarify a few things so that I can say my piece on this. Because now that Candace has moved on with her life and she is so happy because she and Chris are expecting their first child together. So congrats to them. But she really led the charge. And you know what? Watching the 3 parts, how would you not quit this show? How? How could you go on another season? Sorry, guys. I'm not yelling at you guys. I'm really amped up about this still because it's just a lot of audacity and it's a lot of playing in our faces and trying to gaslight us as well. I mean, we were quite literally watching most of this cast gaslight the shit out of Candace. Okay. But wow. Okay. So let's start at the top. Okay. So let's rewind a little bit. We have Gordon, who is revealing to us for the first time that he was diagnosed with bipolar 1 disorder. And that is probably something very challenging for someone to come out and say, because there's probably a lot of people that would make assumptions around that and probably, you know, not fully understand, right? And I can't even speak to that. I don't personally know someone who has bipolar disorder and or someone who's been diagnosed with bipolar 1 disorder. So I was actually, you know, grateful to have the information that Gordon shared, because he did deliver a lot of insight. And I think it's really helpful to anyone out there that does have bipolar 1 disorder to have someone like that speak out and be vulnerable and be transparent, quite frankly, is a really good example of how you can be a man who is strong and still be vulnerable and talk about important things like your mental health and how that impacts your relationships and your life, etc. And it was also clear watching Mia, you know, she loves this man. I know we all joke around, say Mia, you know, she was with him for the money. And maybe some of that is true. But I think deep down, Mia is someone who's yearning for love. And she wants to feel like the prize. And I think sometimes, you know, does she make the right decisions? Does she say all the right things all the time? No, I don't think anybody does, to be quite fair. But I will say I appreciate her story on the show, because I do think she is being very real, and they have both been very transparent about showing the ups and the downs. And her emotion really solidified for me that she does care for Gordon, and she will continue to make sure that he's good, even though they won't be together romantically. So it's nice to see. It's also nice to hear that things with his side of the family have gotten better and that they've dropped their part of the lawsuit. So it seems like, you know, time is kind of healing things and letting things kind of have an opportunity to blossom again. But I do think that Gordon will always be a part of Mia's life. And as long as Mia's on the show, I do think we will definitely continue to see Gordon. But from there, it's kind of like, you know, I feel like part 3 was unnecessary. You could have given us an extended part 1 and an extended part 2 and knocked this all out of the park and been done with it. But no, we have to stretch things out. I understand these ladies want their paychecks. I get it. But when there's not enough meat on the bones, we're just literally like repeating things, you know, for a good portion of this episode, which is what ended up happening. It was clear nobody from the side where Giselle and Robin are sitting are going to move forward in any positive way with Candace. That is so clear. I mean, what did Sutton say? That horse is so dead, it's turned into glue, quite literally. So I don't, you know, all we can expect now is that with whatever changes that, you know, casting and production and the network decide to make with Potomac, which based on the quick tea segment earlier on this episode, I explained to you already how many changes have been made based on reports that have been coming out. So they are aware, okay? And I think we also saw in Andy's face when, even at the very, very end, when he said, does anyone want to say anything? Does anyone want to apologize for anything? Does anyone want to kind of take the charge here? And everyone just sat there and was like, no, because everyone is spent. Everyone is spent. The people that have constantly been made to play nice with people like the Green-Eyed Bandits, who continue to isolate and gaslight and create, you know, scenarios that are damaging to other people, but can't take any accountability for the sake of the show, because in their mind, they know their job is safe. But Giselle, if you continue doing that, you will be the demise of this show. So if you want to sit and keep your job and do what the production people ask you to do and be their puppet, that's quite okay, and your decision to do so. But don't be shocked when people get so sick of the turnaround on this show because of you. Yes, I'm saying because of you, because you've driven a lot of people off this show with your antics. And I do agree with Candace that a lot of times when you come off like you're being sincerely nice or caring or empathetic, it is purely based in strategy. I don't really think that you care about anybody in this group at all outside of yourself. And I think you treat this like a job, just like you said on the Sherry Shepherd show way back when. You don't even look at the comments on social media. Not that everyone should. If you're a content creator like myself, I also tend to not read all of the comments. But at some point, you've got to know what's being said about you. This is your perception that you publicly put forward. And yes, you have your stans. All of these Bravolebs have their groups of stans that nothing they do will be wrong, right? But even taking that aside, you can still be a stan for one of these women and still call out when stuff like gaslighting's happening, when it's not even keeled accepting of accountability for behaviors and things done and said. But I feel like we're supposed to just pretend like that's not going on, and we're just supposed to be like, no, Candace is the problem. Yeah, that's the easy way out of this, because it's just easier to pin it on Candace, right? Is that partially Candace's fault to some degree? Maybe. But at what point does someone not get to defend themselves anymore, guys? When someone keeps doing stuff to them and antagonizing them, and then they finally speak up, which is what the show is about. Let me just remind everyone, because for everyone on the reunion last night that was telling Candace that her verbally reacting to an aggressive person like Deborah, who was there to instigate and start mess, let's also be 100% clear of that. But because she verbally reacted and tried to verbally defend herself, she added fuel to the fire. And this is what I said, and I stand by this on my TikTok recap. That is like telling a woman whose husband assaulted her that she ran her mouth for a minute too long. That is ridiculous. Secondly, I'm fired up today, but I really want to say this. I don't understand why the whole Candace picking up the champagne bottle bit was put on such a like microscope. Did you guys not watch the TMZ footage? Because it was pretty clear to me, and I watched it a lot. Candace did not insert her, if Candace walked over to Deborah with that bottle in her hand, then you guys could have that. I would say zero. I probably wouldn't have recapped anything today. But that's not what happened. And I'm sorry, but what world are you living in that if you are in a nightclub and you see someone aggressively trying to come at you, do you mean to tell me you're not going to try to defend yourself? I don't think so. And if you're going to sit here and be on a high horse and say, yeah, you would have walked away, or you would have, I don't necessarily believe that. Maybe that might be the case for a small percentage of you, but the majority of people would have tried to do something in the event that something took place to defend themselves. Rightfully so. I don't understand what world we're living in that is what's being focused on. But here we are. So it's no shock that Candace would walk away. Why would you continue coming back to this place of work when this is how you are treated time and time and time again? Is Candace perfect? No, no one on that cast is, though. But she showed up. She tried to share as much as she could that they would edit in. And she was always willing to move forward with people that always messed with her. But because she called out behaviors that they didn't like, then it was, let's get her off the show. And congrats, you guys won. But did you? Because Giselle, your bestie, is gone. She was fired. You know why? Because she played in everyone's faces in season 7. Then I exposed that she was basically hiding this whole scandal of Juan cheating with this mistress that she still claims nothing ever happened. But nonetheless, I handed you a whole storyline, dear. A whole storyline, and you did nothing with it. You just said, I don't care. Well, good. I hope you don't care that you're not being asked back for season 9, because we don't want these kind of cast members. We want someone that's willing to play. If you have that much that you don't want to talk about, then why are you on the show? I mean, listen, Giselle's back is probably going to feel a lot better not having to carry her storyline, that's lack thereof, and yours as well. Okay? Like, you got Reasonably Shady podcast. Godspeed, Robin. Now, if we could get Ashley out of there, because I'm really tired of her too. Let's be really crystal clear, Ashley. You may not understand what Osu meant or what the impact of that meant culturally speaking, but it's a quick Google search. So I'm sorry, this whole like, I didn't know what it was. I didn't understand the extent of it. You're on a show, and if you're going to go, if I'm going to go on a show and talk about something like that, I'm going to go and research it first so I know what I'm talking about, because I might end up looking crazy on here, which you did, because you made it very clear you were the production's puppet in that, even though production says they had no idea of the conversation around a shrine or any of that. That's BS. That was clearly a conversation. And because Wendy didn't play ball when you guys came to her and said, oh, can you introduce NECA? She says she knows you. And she's like, I don't know her. This whole gotcha moment where they try to be like, well, actually, production said that they went to you. Yeah, they said, she says that she knows you. And Wendy again says, I do not know her. That is not shady. That is not lying. That is not anything. And I know a lot of you guys are going with the narrative that Wendy just didn't want someone with us, you know, the same background as her, because she wanted to be the one that shined on the cast. But maybe that's a percentage of it. But I really ultimately think it rubbed her the wrong way that this person that she doesn't know is telling production, yeah, we know each other. That sounds like you're trying to use someone to get on the show. Is it a misunderstanding? Do some people think when they meet someone for one time that they know them? Sure, I met Erica Jane twice. Does that mean I know her? Can I now use Erica Jane as a reference? Can I use any of the housewives I've ever met as references for things? For my gain? Because we met a couple times and shook hands and spoke for a second? Like, that's ridiculous. Okay? And if that's the case, and you unfortunately fall into this storyline where all you have is the shrine conversation that we weren't there for, that's your whole bit, it's no wonder that allegedly you were also fired, NECA, because even at the tail end of the reunion, you were playing the wrong side. You went with the majority because you sat on the side with Giselle. And let's be clear, she knows Giselle and Robin at that point were the ones that she needed to play nice with. Let's be crystal clear. Well, now it's, you know, now that she allegedly is not coming back, it seems that this cast is really going to get a shakeup. They really are. And it's needed. This was the worst season for Potomac. And I don't like seeing seasons like this because it means that people have given up on both sides of the fence. Production just wants to do the best that they can to make a good show. But they've worn out all of their tactics with the edits and the unnecessary flashbacks because there's lack of storyline. And the cast has really kind of let it all fall out because a lot of them are so comfortable getting away with anything at this point and still receiving a check without having to share a whole ton. And then you have people like Candace that get crucified for everything that she says in response most of the time to what someone's coming at her with. But okay, I'm the crazy one, I guess. I know a majority of you guys, I'm not crazy, a majority of you guys echo what I'm saying. There are a small percentage, and I still love you all. I still love you. I want to preface that disagree with me here. And that's okay. I say this all the time. I do not delete or turn people off because you don't agree with my stance on something. The whole reason why I discuss this is because I want it to be an open conversation. We're all watching the same show, but we're all taking something different from it. So although I respect the ones of you that are like Robinators and Giselle stans and Ashley Darby stans, I can respect that. I'm sure they're all lovely people individually outside of this show. But I'm speaking predominantly about the show and what I've seen this past season. I agree with some of these decisions coming out of Potomac and the network and production. Because Robin gives us zero. So that's an easy, like, we don't, that's, that budget can be used towards someone who's willing to play. How about Kay? I'd love to see Kay with a flute next season. Why? Because she understands the assignment. She came in flawlessly. She didn't seem like she was trying too hard. She's very confident. She was put in a really bad position. So at the very least, production could make her a very seasoned regular friend of. But I definitely think she's deserving of the flute. Me personally. I don't know what you guys think, but I think she deserves a full-time status. I also think whoever they decide to bring on this cast next needs to be someone that can go toe-to-toe with Giselle. Because now that her, you know, her friend, her sister, her other green-eyed bandit won't be there to kind of be her background support, this will shift how Giselle operates on this show. It will. And this is why they say you shouldn't ever get too comfortable, because you never know when that table's going to flip. So it could be, and I'm not saying this because I want this to be the case, but it could be that Giselle's turn at bat is season 9. I'm just saying, we can't all just sit here and watch this 3-part reunion and see how Giselle predominantly acted during the entire thing and think that this is someone that we want to keep on this show, because she keeps things moving forward and she's trying to be the essential housewife who's messy but still can own her shit. That is a housewife. In my opinion, someone who can talk a lot of shit but then take accountability for it at the very least. If you're going to dish it, you should be able to take it. This is part of the game. What did Gordon say? You want fair, go to a circus or a carnival, what, I don't know. The point is, fair is fair and everyone gets their turn at bat. I do truly believe that. So if it's not season 9, maybe it's season 10. Maybe, I don't know. But something's got to give. We can't have Giselle running the whole cast off because she doesn't like someone because they challenge her. I also want to speak really quickly on the comment that Ashley made regarding the fight with Deborah and Candace and Kay and everyone else that was unfortunately dragged into it. She makes a statement where she basically says, you know, this is the second time, right? Because what she's referring to is she's saying that that mouth of Candace's is what got her in that physical altercation with Monique, right? Which I agree. I agree. Candace baited that. She asked for it. And I know I'm defending Candace in this moment, but in that situation, Candace was 100% in the wrong, because she was in someone's, you know, she got in too close and was testing it too much. And unfortunately, it backfired, right? That is not the same thing as what happened here. And that's what's made my blood boil, is that because that was her fault, now it's going to be an easy narrative to stitch that because she ran her mouth after being aggressively charged at, essentially, that she's to blame for this fight because she didn't shut up. They're not the same. And if you think they're the same, then I don't know what else to say. I won't say another thing because there's no point in saying anymore. If that is, after all that, you still believe that the two things are the same thing, they're not. So, you know, I'm glad season 8 is over. I really, really am. I'm glad that we have some people being shifted off the board, and that leaves room for newbies and people that actually could bring something to this cast, a real sisterhood, and get rid of this toxicity. Because that's what we fell in love with initially, was a real organic friend group. Why do they do this all the time? You guys messed it up. You guys naturally had it, and you guys got in your heads and you started pre-planning and pre-producing yourselves, and got scared and didn't want this to come out, that to come out. I don't want to talk about this, so I got to deflect here. That's where it all starts to go downhill. So I will leave this recap with saying that I hope all of you who are Robinators out there are doing okay today. I'm feeling a lot of empathy for you. I'm sure this is a tough day for you. This was something that was alleged a couple weeks back, and we were fearing that this might be the truth, but unfortunately it is. And I also want to say to NECA, if you are in fact really fired, I will say that I don't think this is your last stop at the rodeo. It's clear that casting has had their eye on you for a while. I just think that this was wrong timing, not that you aren't potentially a great housewife. We just didn't have the opportunity to get to know you. The last thing that I will say to NECA is if you haven't switched your PR person yet, maybe this is the time to do that. And if you want to know why, you can hit me offline. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Giorgio Says the Podcast. I know I went on a super duper passionate rant, but you know, this season has been one for the books and not in a good way. But until the next episode, I will talk to you on the next one. Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Giorgio Says. Like and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And for all the latest updates, go follow Giorgio Says on Instagram. See you next time.